Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss Crouton's first trip to the dog park, my review of Chromatica Oreos, Corey's thoughts on the weekend at the Super Bowl, and I expose the plot holes of the Gremlins franchise. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble.
Hello, little baby.
Hello, how are you? Big baby. I'm good, big baby.
Am I big baby?
You are big baby. I'm just a little baby.
Oh.
Yeah.
She's a little baby.
Looks hi.
Looks like she has a little baby on her lap, too.
I do.
Is the podcast now a three-person show?
Well, it would need a third person.
Oh, wow.
So it's a three-creature show.
I was going to say creature.
Well, this critter is ready to talk. He's huffing and puffing. Usually he's snoring, so I feel like he could contribute. Yes, Crouton is here.
Does he snore?
Oh, yeah. He's a snorer.
Oh,
he's a.
Maybe he needs to see the ENT.
It's out of the budget right now.
Do they make breathe right strips for dogs?
I don't know, but I think that would be cute. It's not like he breathes wrong. He's not like one of those dogs that were made just to like have issues.
Those dogs always stress me out. They can't breathe and they're always huffing and puffing.
It's like, oh my God. Yeah. He had his first encounters with a lot of them because we took Crouton to the dog park. It was his very first trip.
Oh,
I did
shit.
Not know how it was going to go.
Did he go in the little dog park or the big dog park?
He went to the little dog park. And that was a debate because he's like kind of an in-betwingle. You know,
he's definitely halfway there. He's definitely in the little dog park.
But he was a bigger dog in the little dog park and he got along swimmingly. Dogs were humping him. He was humping dogs. It was great. Love was in the air.
This makes me nervous because I watch a lot of Judge Judy, as you know, and like 30% of the cases are dog related attacks and shit.
Great.
And it's always your dog wasn't on a leash at the dog park and my dog, and it was a mutually aggressive dog fight, but it was never.
Well, he does.
He's,
you know, he grew up on the streets, so he's got a lot of fight to him. Yes, honey. They found him on the side of the road in Puerto Rico, and he apparently lived his first couple years.
Does he speak Spanish?
Sí. Better that he speaks English. Anyway, a lot of what we've been doing in the past couple of weeks has been unlearning that he can just piss and shit everywhere because that's how he's lived.
Oh.
So, you know.
Street anyway, rat, riffraff.
He was very popular at the dog park, and it was a beautiful thing to watch. And the cutest thing, he was getting kind of like bullied in a humpy way by another dog. And Willie, my boyfriend's dog, came over and was like protecting him. It was so sweet. And
really?
Being like, and yapping at the dog trying to come for Crouton. I was like, oh my God.
Sister,
yes,
it was doing so it for cute. Themselves.
It was cute.
I mean, I think your next big venture should be you and Crouton on TikTok. I watch a lot.
Is this Nathan trying to tell you to get me to use TikTok?
No. But I watch a, so what happens is I get stoned and then I watch a lot of TikToks. And so now I get a lot of animals nowadays. And it's always people doing tricks and pranks on their dogs.
I don't want to do that.
Not like mean stuff. And I'm just like, I wish I had a dog that I could bully. I wish I could tease the animal.
No teasing this animal. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe when he's more understanding of the situation.
of social when, media culture.
Yeah, maybe when he's more, when he gets what's going on. Because currently he's trying to understand a lot, and that might be a lot for him.
Yeah,
things.
Well, people have been, the big one that I've been seeing a lot of videos for is people with their dogs like sitting in the same room as them, and they're calling the dog as if they can't see him and they don't know where he is. And then the dogs are like,
oh,
and the dogs are getting so frustrated. Like, I'm right here. And the people are looking around being like, Crouton, where are you?
Yeah. Well, Crouton would have to know his name first. Crouton, we're still working on it. Was, and we were doing that. We went to the, a park yesterday, and it's like this huge open field underneath the Hollywood sign. So it's like a perfect spot for dogs to really run. And so we were doing this exercise where you would call his name so he knows to come to you. And then you go back and forth, each person calling the name. So like gets name recognition of the tone, blah, blah, blah.
Is this something you read that you should be doing or something you were just trying in the moment?
Well, I just you know, that's like a thing that how you teach a dog its name. You just go back and forth.
See, I didn't know. I don't know. I know.
So each of us have like these tiny little treats, and and so it knows when it comes to you, it gets a treat, but it recognizes that like how you are saying its name over and over and over is how it's gonna like it needs to come to you, and it's gonna get some type of love and reward. Anyway, very quickly, I was very self-conscious that I was just screaming Crouton in the park and everyone was looking at me. And I was like, yes, he's learning his name. I wish I could have just made like an announcement, like I'm trying to teach him his name. And yes, it's Crouton. Please don't judge me. But yeah, so that was my Sunday.
Well, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Have you ever given Crouton a crouton?
I have not.
Would you?
Or I would. I would.
Is that like a pup cannibalism? Is it
no.
cannibalism if it's an animal eating the same animal?
Yes. What do you mean? if like, the dog is eating a dog,
like a
yes.
dog eats a dog, is it still cannibalism?
Well, it is a dog-eat-dog world, baby. You
or
know
is
this.
Cannibalism tied specifically to human flesh?
No. I think, well, you know what? That is a good pregunta. Maybe there's a different word for the same phenomenon of different species eating their own species, but I think it's just cannibalism.
That's what I would like to know.
Well, I'm sure it's one Google away, baby. It's just one Google away.
Oh, yeah. Is that right?
Yeah. Hey, I finished season 4 of...
Don't say Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. I did.
Oh, my God. Are you wet? How many seasons are there?
I think like 8. I was like... Because Hudson's always like... please, can we just like keep the momentum going so you know what's going on? And I'm like, I just can't focus for that long. I cannot. I can do one episode max. Then we got to go to something stupid. We have to, like, I have to divert.
That's how I feel about you with Animal Crossing.
How dare? No. Bitch, coming from the girl who's Twitch streamed 4 hours of her Animal Crossing ventures this past week.
Yeah, it was great.
Not me, you.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It was great. Wow. Actually, it wasn't. I made 0 friends and just mostly enemies.
Well, it do be like that. It do be like that.
Although we did figure out that our friend Jasmine in the Discord is a witch. So she has magical powers.
That's not a surprise to me. We have a lot of witches in the Discord. I am finding that everyone's very secretly a witch and kind of like skating around the topic. And everyone's a little like dabbling their toes into the Pentecost. Say like, hello. and just to see if anybody else is kind of cool with it. But I'm like, y'all know y'all are all witches, right?
So, I guess that's the coven.
It is the coven. I have been my favorite thing to Twitch stream this past week. I think I'm getting really into The Sims.
That's what I've been hearing, although people keep telling me you're very cursed at it.
Well, it's kind of like anything goes. So I'm really...
What do? You take out the ladder and drown yourself?
No. I haven't even played it. All I'm doing is organizing and decorating a house. That's all I've done so far. Well, you can like pause it just to decorate the house a little. And
that's like triggering to me. I can feel like whenever the original Sims came out and we would play it on the computer at my mom's house, and it would just be like the music while you were redecorating your house over and over and trying like different couches and tables and TVs and shit.
Well, and all the people watching on Twitch are telling me all the cheat codes of like unlimited money and how to like enlarge items and blah, blah, blah. So I have this huge race car princess bed. I have
it's race car and princess,
and it's got bananas, I think. And I have I have a portal into a queer universe protected by these ghost gnomes. That it's all rainbows.
What?
I know, it's like the opportunities are endless. I have a debate stage in my living room, and there's like creatures debating, and there's a little thing of mud the moderator. And I've got it's
a puddle
being
of mud is a moderator.
Yeah, baby, I got shit going on, okay? And I organized, my last episode was a lot of time organizing my bathroom. I have a urinal wall. I have a dumpster in the bathroom that you can poop into, but you have to, there's like a basketball hoop above the dumpster, so you poop through the hoop. And I have a little spurty spout of water, so you can
that
clean
ain't
your
water, honey.
So no, it's so you can clean your feet, so you don't have to get up on the sink. Listen, we've thought of everything in my house. So if anybody would like to come visit my Sims house, you could just come on Twitch.
Wait, you can just visit each
no,
other?
No, but like you can watch my Twitch on Thursday, I think. Who fucking knows? I don't know. So that's what I've been up to.
My mouth was just like open for all of you, everything you just described. And I agree with what the people have said. That does sound very cursed.
Listen, I didn't join Sims to make a normal apartment.
Can you get a husband in the game?
I have yet to, so I can't confirm or deny.
But I mean, can you?
I don't know.
Or is it like another Sims world alone?
No, I think I can. I have no clue. I'll have to let you know.
Can
I'll
you learn? Do you still have to master abilities and stuff?
Honey, when I tell you I haven't played yet, all I've done, I have made my character who looks like me, and then I've paused it to start building my home. And I've done five episodes of just building my home.
So your Sims is progressing just as quickly as your Animal Crossing. Got it.
Yes, sir. No, my Animal Crossing is coming along.
No, I asked the people how many neighbors you have now, and they said only three, which seems impossible.
Because I play once a week when I'm on Twitch.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Anyway,
yeah, what? Are you all excited to celebrate Valentine's Day?
Oh, God. I don't, you know, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to be romantic.
Really?
What
are
like?
You, are you stressed about being romantic? Do you need me to help you plan a date?
Maybe. There's not. You're. What am I supposed to do in the quarantine for Valentine's? I don't. Well, everything that's cute. Let me tell you. Everything that's cute that you can do for a date idea in the quarantine, we've already kind of done it.
Have you done rose petals from your door to your bedroom with your Chromatica jockstrap on?
No, I
haven't. Like, with like both of the dogs at like a babysitter's?
No. What? Babysitters? Babysitting me?
No, the dogs are out of the house. Oh, so you can, so
I thought the dogs were babysitting me.
No, the dogs are gone for the night. It's like when adults are like, oh, the kids are at a sitter. And then they're like, wink or whatever.
Maybe. Romance.
I don't know.
What are you doing for Valentine's?
I'm probably going to eat a box of the Kraft pink macaroni and cheese candy that they're releasing for the holiday by myself.
I didn't know about that.
Would you eat it?
I don't know. You know what I did eat?
You know the Kraft like macaroni and cheese.
I've already moved on. You know what I did eat?
So it's that, but it's pink.
I ate Chromatica Oreos.
Oh, God. I hear they taste just like the blonde Oreos.
Yes, honey. I did a big unboxing on Twitch because they sent me the PR box, and they sent the Chromatica Oreos, which I think
your house always has Oreos already.
Okay, drag me. But we don't really carry the vanilla or the Chromatica usually. So they sent the Oreos. Not to be like this, but they only sent one package of the Oreos. And I was like, for this big of a box? The box was humongous. So,
but what else was in the box?
A record player, a Chromatica pink record player that's branded with Oreo, and
even the album?
And the album on vinyl.
Okay.
And
can you peel the Oreo sticker off?
Of what? No.
The record player.
No. I tried. And they sent a Chromatica X Oreo cup and some strawberry milk powder, so you can make strawberry milk and then dip your Oreos in that. They really hooked a sister up. Well, and the Oreos were pretty good.
Good for Lady Gaga and Oreo, I guess.
The update is, though, that the Oreos do turn your poop green.
Okay.
So, just a warning. Do not be alarmed. I didn't experience
it's
that,
like when
though.
You have beets.
Yes, honey. Yes. Or corn. I would like to try a meal. Maybe this is what I try. Corn, beets, and Chromatica Oreos. And see who comes out on top. See which is the dominating texture or color that might come from that combination. Because all of them really compete.
Well, if that doesn't sound like your comeback YouTube video, then I don't know what does.
Nathan, assemble.
Listen up, lady.
Assemble the ingredients. Oh, wow. And then I soda stream it. It's like a smoothie. I don't know. Give it a little bit of a zzz.
Great.
We've really dove into movies this week.
Oh, did you?
Per usual.
Is this more of the segment called Movies Corey Told You to Watch, but you've chosen to do
Movies Corey Told Me to Watch
15 years later?
Yeah. So I watched League of Their Own.
For the first time. This is fucking ludicrous. This is insanity to me. A League of Their Own is a wonderful movie.
I thought it was fine. I don't know. I think I missed the ending. I'm not going to lie to you. But it's one of those that I don't think I care to watch the ending. I got the gist of it. Everyone does what they need to do, I think. Right? Oh, wait. No, wow. I do remember the ending. Yeah. Oh, a big It's a real whodunit.
What's the whodunit?
Who
did what?
Who won the game? That's who had done it. I'm not going to spoil it, but whoo-wee. And so that was a good one. Madonna, it was No A Star Is Born. Rosie was pretty good. I'll give Rosie that. I finished Goonies.
A real two-parter.
It was a real two-parter, and I have to say, one of the worst movies that did not stand the test of time. There, I said it. Done. It was not good.
I can't believe you hate something that's 30 years old.
Baby, I already hate me. I'm 31.
Almost 32, bitch.
Thank you. I just kind of was like, I just didn't really, it wasn't, the ending was not for me.
What did you watch as a child?
Who was this big ogre man? And why was this, like, nothing was really, can we get a backstory prequel?
Of him alone?
Sure. I don't know. Like, what was the point of him?
He was like their brother that they like kept locked in the basement.
And so the chubby child decides
Chunk
decides to adopt him at the end. Spoiler.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you do that? Can you just take in this? Logistically, I don't see how that's working out for all of them.
Well, I think it could happen, especially in the 80s.
Maybe.
You probably didn't even need a birth certificate.
Did they have birth certificates back then? Oh, certainly.
No.
I have one.
But my question still stands.
Hey, like, we've lived in 5 decades. Does that blow your mind?
Yeah, bitch.
Thank you. I watched Gremlins.
You had never seen Gremlins.
I had never seen Gremlins. I have to say, loved every second of it.
Are you going to watch the sequel?
Already did.
And
so I
did. You see the female gremlin?
Baby, I'm getting there. We have to talk about the first Gremlins. First Gremlins, okay. I think it's a great Christmas movie. Add it to the lineup. It's up there, top 10 Christmas movies.
You don't feed it after midnight.
It does kind of...
Would you get one? Weren't those so cute?
No. It's like a Furby.
What?
It's like
a cute Furby. Furbies are stupid compared to that.
The entire movie, I was just very distracted that everything was a puppet. And I could not be taken out of the experience that these things were all puppets. Like, I could see the hand movement happening. I thought it was fun, but... You're telling me that all these gremlins, as soon as they are...
Get wet?
No, as soon as they, like, begin life...
Hatch
or whatever,
yeah.
They already know all of the cultural references possible for humanity. Because you see all of them play in poker, so they get capitalism.
Smoking cigars.
Yes, you see them acting out skits that, like, reference movies. You see
Well, they
them,
watched a lot of TV, didn't they? Weren't they, like, in front of a TV really learning our culture?
As soon as they are born. This is all happening on Christmas, so they don't have the time to, like... They're able to, one of them has a hard hat. He's hacked into the electricity system of this town. He's changing the lights for the traffic lights from red to green.
Causing car accidents.
So they know the difference of what the colors mean for traffic signs. Like, how
no,
do they
maybe know? They're just dicking around. Maybe they're just throwing shit and seeing what sticks.
That could be.
Maybe they're just thinking, let's just, like, you know, when like a... Hit on the keyboard.
Yeah, like a monkey smashing a keyboard.
Yeah.
And an infinite amount of monkeys smashing an infinite amount of keyboards, one will write a Shakespeare play. Is that what you're trying to say?
Exactly.
Well, so an infinite amount of gremlins are going to do what? One's going to be in drag.
Did you watch the sequel?
Well, I watched the sequel. And I have a few questions about that.
I don't remember the sequel as much as I do the original, but the female one is in the sequel, correct?
Yes, and that was a moment.
But does the female one not look like Teresa from Real Housewives of New Jersey?
I could see it. I could see it.
Once you see it, you're not going to unsee it.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see it. I think it would be an iconic drag look.
It would actually, be
You'd have to be afraid, unafraid to reference or not reference with that. But what I did like about the sequel was it was very in on, like the entire time it was like talking about, it was the gremlins attacking people that didn't like the first Gremlins movie. So like they like killed a movie critic who's talking shit about the Gremlins movie. So I'm wondering, okay, so in this universe, does Gremlins, the movie, the first one, is that a dramatic reenactment of an event? And so the Gremlins sequel can reference Gremlins 1? Or did something happen between Gremlins 1 and Gremlins 2 that is a movie within this movie's universe for Gremlins 1 to exist? Like, I just need to know a little bit more about that.
It's like when the Scream movies added Stab movies.
Yes, it was getting a little meta. But I loved it.
Did you do a back-to-back double feature, or was it like a two-night thing?
It was a four-night thing, because you know I have to split movies in two. So it was a real...
What time are you going to bed these days? How do you have to pause a movie?
I have an internal clock that tells me I've been watching something for 1 hour, and it's like from there we have to switch it. I say we have to get up, we have to stretch our legs a little.
You have to take the dog for a walk.
Yeah.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Speaking of Gale Weathers.
We did speak of her.
Masters of the Universe. Have you ever seen it?
No. It's heard of it.
He-Man.
Okay, yeah, that sounds familiar.
Live action. Skeletor.
Maybe. It's Courtney, live action.
A young Courtney Cox is in it.
And what does she do?
I was very stoned, so I was trying to imagine it as a Gale Weathers origin story. You'll have to watch it. Where her and He-Man, you know, shenanigans ensue.
Maybe that's what I'll do, because I feel like all the stuff that I need to watch recently or that's been recommended to me, I really need to think about watching. And it's just like, by the time I sit down at the end of the day to watch TV and have an edible, I can't really concentrate.
Baby, you're telling me. It's like...
It's got to be the lowest hanging fruit.
Well, all of these 80s movies that I've been catching up on are pretty simple-minded. The last one I saw, Little Monsters. Have you seen this?
Yeah, I own it.
You were joking.
Howie Mandel as the little monster.
Okay, so I was unaware.
Is that him? Is that Howie Mandel?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was unaware that Howie Mandel had any type of career before Deal or No Deal.
Oh my God. He was the dad on Bobby's World.
I don't know.
Maybe
about that.
Maybe in fact he was Bobby. Maybe he did all the voices.
I don't know. But in this movie, I was so distracted by the fact that Howie Mandel was this character of like this annoying monster child. It's a little Monsters Inc. That Monsters Inc. kind of took the gig from this movie. But it was so bad. It was so bad. It was I actively was like, well, it's time for me to tune out and fall asleep.
We were afraid of it, like when we were kids when we watched it.
I hated it. I thought it was terrible.
I once, when I lived in LA, I watched it once with Joey Graceffa.
Oh my gosh. Oh, okay. Well,
that's the last time I've seen it. So it's been about
Call Joey Graceffa it.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Well, so that's all the movies that I watched this week. And I, if I had to recommend any of them to the people at home, Gremlins and Gremlins 2. The rest
that's
of them.
That's your big recommendation.
Yeah.
Goonies, is it a yikes or a likes?
Goonies was the yikes of the century.
I can't believe it.
It just wasn't the one.
I've always loved it. It's just got a special place for me.
Did you watch the Super Bowl?
I did. I was
who won?
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh, damn, I was really rooting
for the other team.
It was
a very boring game.
How was the weekend?
I didn't seem to hate the weekend's performance as much as the rest of Twitter did.
Oh, people weren't into it?
Twitter's just annoying.
Well, you know.
I need to start unfollowing and just muting some of the homosexuals that I follow.
Some people love to hate things, and that's their brand.
They're like going to complain unless it's like a pop diva singing it, doing a halftime show.
Not everything has to be for everyone.
Sometimes I enjoyed it.
People really think everything's supposed to be for them. It's like, I can recognize neither the Super Bowl game nor the halftime was for me. And so I didn't tune in. Like, it was very simple.
Look how easy that is. I thought I enjoyed it. I thought the weekend has hits. I enjoyed it overall.
Wow. What a review.
I'd rather watch that than... who the fuck was a couple of years ago that I thought, who
Coldplay?
Cares? Wow. I think I'd rather watch them. I mean The Weeknd. I would rather watch The Weeknd than Coldplay, but hey, maybe that's just me. Everyone was mad that he didn't have any guests. They were all like, where's Ariana Grande? Where's Daft Punk?
The budget was not there.
No features. I don't know. I just thought there were way too many people in the fucking stands.
Oh yeah,
but it wasn't Florida. What the fuck is that about? Surprised.
Hey, any word on vaccine? Have you been? Have you gotten it?
So my mom's had both of her shots.
Woo!
My brother's first shot is scheduled for like next week.
Nice, nice.
No, I think I'm at the bottom of the list here in San Francisco.
I'm still waiting. Still kind of sitting here.
I was gonna say I was. I had been doing so well, but the last couple of weeks I've been a little stir crazy.
Yeah. Well, luckily I feel like for me, between Twitch and the dog, it like has kept me so fucking busy that I didn't even notice I haven't seen anybody in a month, which is so nice. But I'm like, is everyone else hanging out? Like, what's going on? Because like I haven't really heard from anybody in a while, and I'm like, oh, am I just kind of on the outs now that I'm the only, am I the only one? But I think at least in my little crew of friends, everyone's just laying really low. And I'm like actually very proud of my friends for doing nothing.
That's where I am. And I've had a super small bubble the entire time anyway, but it's like, I haven't really seen anybody. Maybe that's why I'm going stir crazy.
Stir crazy. Star crazy. I see stars. Star crazy.
Does anybody know what video I'm referencing?
Yes.
Well, do the people.
It's Chris if you Crocker.
No, don't say it.
It's
if
Chris
you know
Crocker.
It, if you know it, put it on the Discord. Yeah,
it's
thank you.
Chris Crocker.
First person to know. So, hey, stop that.
I won. I think I won.
Anyway.
I think, what's my prize?
Your prize is you get to vote for us in the Queerty Awards.
Oh, thank God.
You can still vote every day. We are up for best podcast. The competition is stiff, tough, and hard.
I was telling Tyler before we hit record.
Who's
I
just Tyler?
I just really cleaned off my desk. So I don't know if that comes with a physical award, but if it does,
I've got room for it. I'm redesigning this room.
Are you gonna put all your awards up?
Are you gonna
put a stage for a mud puddle to moderate your Twitch streams?
Yes, sir. The mud puddle will be played. The role of mud puddle tonight will be played by.
Is Mud Puddle a good drag name?
Please welcome to the stage, Mud Puddle. Actually, I do not hate it. It's pretty good. Hey, Drag Race spoiler. Spoiler, 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 spoiler. Drag
Tell
Race
it,
spoiler.
Spill it.
I have to say, I am very in love with how they sent off the latest queen. Like, it is what it is that a queen had to go home, but I think it would be very within the realm of how Drag Race has handled some queens in the past that are not quite able to do certain things, maybe to make fun of them in a way, or set it up with like sound effects that are like not necessarily the nicest. But I think the queen that went home, I was really rooting for. And as she left, I was like, you know what? They really did her well and set her up to like have to showcase her legacy. I thought it was very sweet.
I think the fact that they showed a clip of her in the show and in Untucked saying, I'll be back for All Stars, and the fact that they chose to intentionally include it means there's no doubt in my mind that they will ask her back for
I would All love Stars. That. I would love that. I thought, you know what? She is doing her damn thing. I saw a video of her on Instagram and it was like from 30 years ago and she's killing it. And I'm like, to be still in the game doing it and doing what you do.
Yeah.
I was like, yes, bitch. I was very into it. Hey, P.S. This is alleged, but have you seen the receipts about not Elliot with two T's, but allegedly, Elliot with three K's?
No.
That's the word on the street is that there's some receipts that are transphobic. There's some receipts
Here's my whole thing.
What, baby?
I would love to see a receipt. I just think it's odd that Candy Muse brought this all up during a week where she was getting hate for being a mean person. Like, if you've got the receipts, if that's who that person was and that's who that person showed you, then fucking say it from the jump. Don't wait until everyone's telling you you're a bad person, you're a bully, you're a mean person, and then throw someone else under the bus. It seems all too calculated for me.
I mean, deflection.
Right.
And which it's like, doesn't take away from anything that she could be deflecting toward, but it definitely does not help when you're getting shit and then you are trying to like divert that attention.
It's like if you really
two things
felt
can
that
be bad
way
at the same time.
Right. And if you really absolutely felt that way and thought that that person was such an awful, racist, transphobic person from the jump, then say it the fucking day the season premieres. I'm sorry. But to wait and hold on to it until people are coming for you seems annoying.
And there you have it.
I'm sorry. I was heated about it because I've seen other people discussing it. And I was like, literally just like, okay, you're bringing this up when everyone's already turned on you to deflect. There, I said it.
There, you said it.
Show me the receipts. I want
to
see
them. I'll link you to the receipts. I'll put them on the Drag Race channel on the Discord.
Okay, please.
We'll open
do.
The conversation up for the people, see what the people think and say.
I love reading the Drag Race channel. It's and I love how polite everyone is to black out words and phrases so that people
that is
don't
the
spoil
best part
themselves.
Because sometimes I'm behind and I'm like, girl, I don't want to know.
But you still haven't watched UK?
Well, what we've decided is we're going to save UK for when this season of Drag Race ends so that we can continue to watch something Drag Race.
But you do realize there's an All Stars that's going to come right after this.
That's what I figured. Certainly there's going to be a break somewhere where we can squeeze in. I don't know.
It's
I am very
be in
busy
the fall.
With my viewing schedule,
it's,
honey.
It's going to be in the fall and it's going to be when you already are like, I can't believe I just watched 8 months of Drag Race and then you're never going to watch it.
I have a lot to watch.
That's all I'm saying. I know who you are.
There's a lot. It's stressful.
When someone shows me who they are, I believe them.
God bless. Corey, is there anything else you want to talk about today?
Yeah.
What?
No, I was just going to say, did you see that they changed, or that they're saying that COVID swabs are now more effective in your anal swab versus nose swab?
Baby, we talked about this.
Did we?
We talked about having your butt hanging out the window when you go through Dodger Stadium.
Oh, fuck. Maybe we did.
Well,
Damn. Did I? Oh, wait. It was like a drive-by mooning.
It was a drive-by fruiting.
I guess you're right. I guess I'll delete the tweet. I guess I'll take it back.
You beat yourself to the tweet on that one.
I beat myself to the tweet. I guess I'll strike everything off of my psychobabble topics bulletin note on my computer.
And there you have it.
It's a new
another
week.
Successful week of the podcast.
So did you get the anal swab yet?
Ooh, which one?
All of them, babe.
I'm getting it right now.
Maybe save that for your, maybe that's your Valentine's Day date. Have you been swabbed together?
In
you
what way?
When, you know when there's like a double-ended dildo?
I gotta go. Like in, in that one movie.
Not like in.
What movie was that where they had a double-ended dildo?
A porn, probably.
No, it was like, it's like where everyone's a drug addict and the mom's addicted to pills and the son is addicted to, it's like
Requiem of a Dream?
Yes.
Or what's it? Requiem?
Yes. There's a scene with a double-ended dildo, and it's very famous, and it shocked me when I saw it for the first time this year.
Was that your first double-ended dildo you've ever seen?
No, baby. No, baby, I am turning 32 in March, honey. I have seen...
You've done it?
Corey, where can people find you?
If you can find me... celebrating Valentine's Day alone.
Nice, nice. Well, you can find me.
I didn't ask.
You can find me just watching clips of Gremlins 2. Just the sexy gremlin.
I'll send you a picture of a side-by-side of the girl gremlin and Teresa from Real Housewives of New Jersey, and I'll let you decide.
Thank you. Put it in the Discord.
I'll put it everywhere.
God bless. Okay, well, have a good life, and see ya on the internet.
Toodaloo, bitch.
Bye, bitch.